Chapter 14. Truth Relativism is False and Destructive. Opening questions. If everything is relative, is the premise everything is relative absolutely true? If you judge me as a bad person, are you judgmental? If you don't like my view on homosexuality, for example, and thus have animosity towards me and judge me as a bad person, are you tolerant of me and my view? Do you respect my belief that women who put their young children into daycare instead of caring for them themselves because they want more money, love money or material things more than their children? Since relativism is a guiding belief applied to human morality, ethics, or existentialism, and by extension its derived popular beliefs, says that there are no absolute truths that apply to collective humanity, then the person who holds that belief and declares a foul by stating a person ought not believe or behave in a certain manner is stating a contradiction according to the laws of logic. A consistent relativist contradicts themselves when they say to another person, "You should not believe that," or "You ought to not to do that." And if asked by the person who is receiving the relativist's correction, "Why not?" a relativist who answers with anything other than "because I say so," and thus identify themselves as the standard, will contradict themselves. Some will counter, "I am not saying I am the standard, but this expert person I like with all those credentials should be the standard." This is a bit better than each person being their own standard, but it just shifts the problem back a bit. In other words, for each belief and person who claims to be some authority or expert, there is another with equal credentials with the opposing view. Think the social issues beliefs of the two political parties and their leaders in the U.S. This is exactly why human beings need a standard higher than ourselves to guide us. Unfortunately, those who have either chosen or ebbed into relativistic mindset are bound to utter contradictory and hypocritical statements. As we have seen above in the three of the major guiding relativistic beliefs, all those who hold to the popular views of judgmentalism, tolerance, and respect are much like robots with a bad piece of code and thus stuck in an erroneous loop. They cannot help but contradict themselves and act hypocritically. In the religious realm, relativists will frequently offer "you are too dogmatic" defense, which really means they are offended when their relativistic hypocrisy is exposed. To the Christian religious relativists who have made up their own Jesus to fit their beliefs, I offer this: I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me, unquote from Joshua of Nazareth. And I recommend you take your offense at absolutism, what you call dogmatism, up with the one who said that. I will take a closer look at religious relativism later in the book. From a slightly different perspective, any statement of the nature of a judgment such as "that is wrong" by a person who claims to hold or believe the popular beliefs or its parent, truth or existential relativism, is a self-defeating statement. Since this is true, people who make self-defeating statements and who practice hypocrisy ought to abandon the belief that puts them in that position in favor of the belief which will not. Put simply, absolute truth does exist, and to reject that truth is to deny reality, short-circuit your operating system, and thus make you irrational to some degree. Chapter Section: Conclusions Regarding Relativism. So, we have looked at existential relativism, ethical relativism, and have found it lacking and not able to stand the test of reason and logic. We have looked at three of the most common erroneous beliefs that many people believe: that all judgments about other people are wrong, that it is wrong and intolerant to criticize any people, group, or individual's behavior choices, and that to respect someone means to accept or not correct anything or everything they believe. Existential and ethical relativism is the core worldview that is driving people to practice hypocrisy and to use force and violence to get their way. When a person leaves or never had an absolutist worldview, absolutist meaning certain behaviors are right and wrong in all cultures and all times, and that there is some higher standard, than human beings, they will normally hold a relativistic worldview. The only thing holding back relativists from chaos and ruin is the human conscience, which conscience the source of good and right human ethics gave us. This very truth is playing itself out right now in the United States of America. Those who self-identify as the left, or progressives, or liberals are generally those who are existential or ethical relativists, and some of those people who, when they don't get their way, are resorting to force and violence and trying to shut down free speech. They are trapped in blindness and hypocrisy because they simply cannot see that they break their own stated beliefs of non-judgmentalism, tolerance, and respect when they use force and violence and threats against those they disagree with. They are unable to see that they are little tyrants, the very thing they accuse others of. Their worldview typically leads to only one place, anarchy. Definition of anarchy. Quote, absence or denial of any authority or established order. Merriam-Webster Dictionary. Quote, a state of disorder due to absence or non-recognition of authority or other controlling systems. Unquote. Oxford Dictionary. Existential and ethical relativism will be the belief or worldview that will justify those people who are destroying the United States. One of the logical conclusions of ethical relativists is that anarchy is better than evil authority, since all authority is viewed as wrong or evil because who is another person to tell me what is right or wrong? Since there is no right or wrong for the relativist except what they believe, it is an affront to them when another person says, no, you are wrong. There is right and wrong, and we can know it and practice it. This affront is created by self-pride and leads nowhere good. Remember, a characteristic of existential or ethical relativism is the belief that there is no right or wrong except for what an individual perceives. So, if there are no transcendent ethical truths for all people, then no one has a right to, quote, force, unquote, anyone to live by any rules or ethics. Instead, those people who come across each other and just happen to hold the same beliefs will flock together to get their way, certain that they are doing things right, since the others they have flocked with will validate that their individual belief is good and right. Their individual belief that they share with another individual did not come from any higher place or absolute reality. It is just chance that those individuals arrived at that same belief. This belief is the irrational denial of both the source of the human conscience as well as the light given to mankind. Destructive tribalism is just around the corner. There is absolutely a spiritual component to this problem, and that component is the turning away from either an ethical standard and/or one's conscience as a moral compass in order to perpetrate what one believes is necessary to get their way. This includes using violence in order to get a way that you believe is good and right. Certainly, the principle of the end justifies the means is a significant belief used by existential relativists. So, for example, and in the political realm, since Mr. Trump is viewed as evil due to the beliefs he holds, and his poor character does not help, the existential relativists will believe that using violence is a legitimate means to end the rule of Trump. The end, no longer having a ruler whose beliefs are offensive to them, will be justified by the use of violence as the means to achieve that end. The principle of for the greater good is also used by existential and ethical relativists to get their way. It is essentially a slightly different version of the ends justify the means. So again, to use the political realm as an example, those who disagree with Mr. Trump's views will believe that violence is a legitimate means to achieve the greater good, which is the USA without a ruler whose, quote, right and wrong views, unquote, are offensive to the relativists. Please note this is in no way an endorsement of Mr. Trump, his character, or his immoral beliefs or behavior. Rather, it is merely pointing out the difference between an ethical absolutist, Mr. Trump's and many conservatives, and ethical relativists who typically self-identify with the left or liberal or progressive labels. In sum, existential or ethical relativism will always lead to conflict, anarchy, destruction, and the absolute rule of the human cage of self-pride, fear, and selfishness. And when anarchy happens, then it is only a matter of time before a single ruler, the strongest or most powerful person, and those who follow him or her will end up ruling. There are other major false and deceitful beliefs and practices out in the culture besides relativism, which lead many people astray. One of those ways to get people to think wrongly is to redefine language. We will examine that practice in the next chapter. Chapter summary. Truth or ethical relativism is an erroneous worldview. We were designed to acknowledge and think using absolute things and concepts in the domain of human behavior and in the reality in which we exist on this earth. Human beings are not a worthy source of ethics. We need someone greater than ourselves. Relativism will always lead to anarchy, suffering, and destruction due to the deeply flawed human nature we possess.